Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Congratulations on 20 great years, and just know that you're the only person I would ever get up and talk to at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I know you started this show when you were only, what, 6 or 7 years old?
Remember to keep going, because we're not done with you yet. Godspeed, amigo.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. We're celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. Dr. Patrick Dineen is our guest. He's professor of political science. He's a member of our Brain Trust, and he's with the University of Notre Dame, author of a number of books, including his new one, Why Liberalism Failed. And we're talking about liberalism and conservatism and all the isms, and mainly about whether they have a job or not. And so far, Patrick, the only ism that I know of that has a job is capitalism and conservatism, but mostly capitalism. And warts and all, this country didn't become the greatest benefactor nation to the rest of the world in the history of mankind by on the back of socialism or communism or idealism. What do you think?
Well, it's true. I mean, of course, when we say capitalism, we were saying earlier, I think it became the great nation on the back of small business ownership.
Right.
I think back to the world even that I grew up in, some number of decades ago. And what strikes me about the world I grew up in, a small town in Connecticut, and I think it's probably true of a lot of stories throughout America, was that the small business owners gave back to their community.
Yep.
And it wasn't just a kind of, one of these sort of symbolic things. They really invested in their communities because that's where they were raising their kids. It was where they saw their futures being. So all of the kinds of organizations, the Little Leagues, the Boy Scouts, the local parades.
That's right.
That's all part of the American dream.
And they created community banks to help them maintain those communities.
That's exactly right. And when I think about, like, my students now, I've taught at some really elite schools, Princeton, Georgetown, Notre Dame. Most of my students are going to work at jobs where that will never happen. They're going to the big investment firms.
Yeah.
They're becoming consultants. They're living in New York City or Chicago or Los Angeles. And I think,
I differentiate. Let me say this, Patrick. I differentiate.
Sure.
That's not capital. Wall Street's not capitalism anymore. It's financial capitalism. You and I are talking about market capitalism, like we still practice out here on Main Street. Wall Street, when Wall Street became disconnected, when the performance of Wall Street became disconnected from Main Street over the last 20 years, that's when Wall Street quit practicing capitalism. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree completely with that. And in fact, if anything, we were saying earlier about crony capitalism and rent seeking. So what really concerns me, and this is the next book that I'm writing, is the total corruption of the leadership class.
Yeah.
Republicans
and Democrats. They're all the same.
Yeah, absolutely. No, it's bipartisan. I teach at elite schools and I see this all the time. And until institutions like mine really do a kind of deep self-reflection on the kinds of the elites that we're producing in our nation today.
Do you see that happening?
America's going to
Do you see that happening? How are you able to function at a Division I school like yours, even if it is Notre Dame, as a non-liberal poli-sci professor? Most schools, you would have been run off by now.
Well, yeah, that's true. And I guess I didn't make the grade at Princeton and Georgetown, or at least I didn't find them to be a congenial place.
Did you leave them, or did they run you off?
Well, one and one. Princeton booted me, and Georgetown I left. But it's true. It is a monoculture today. The faculty largely think exactly alike.
If you're a student and you're from a conservative background and you want to do poli-sci in most schools, even Division II schools, you may not be successful.
Well, in a way, I'd say that our conservative students in some ways do better in the sense that they actually have to think hard about their positions and their views. They have to debate with most of their classmates.
And it's hardened. Their positions are hardened.
If you're a liberal, yeah, absolutely. Whereas if you're a liberal at these schools, it's just comfortable. No one ever challenges you.
Yeah.
You kind of take for granted. The faculty all think alike. So I actually actually think it's probably you get a better education.
Do you see in your book, give us a quick peek, I only got a few seconds, do you see in your populism book coming up, do you see populism, the rise of populism in America, taking back America from these forces?
I think it's on a it's on a razor's edge. It could do that. It needs to show success politically. I think there are signs that it is showing some political success.
Right.
But it really does need to advance an agenda.
But it does have more. It does have more groundswell than the Tea Party did, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
That's
and you're seeing
thing.
It not only in the U.S. You're seeing it in Europe as well.
Yes, exactly.
A
the Brexit
phenomenon.
In Italy. Exactly. Hey, yep. Hey, Patrick. Yep. Good job today. You got a website quickly.
Yeah, PatrickJDeneen.com.
All right. Two N's on the end there, Deneen. Patrick, come back soon. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.